Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 19th, through Thursday, February 25th, 2021. February 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, as you offer worthy sacrifices to me, based upon holy love, you are building a more secure house of personal holiness. The windows of this house see more easily into what needs to be done to please me. This is all part of the victory of your journey towards your own salvation. Sometimes the windows of this house of holiness become smudged by the attraction of the allurements of the world. It is then by your efforts you can clean the windows by recommitting to an effort to live a life of holiness. This is all part of the human condition to make the house of personal holiness secure. Treasure the opportunities you are shown to make worthy sacrifices. Once again, always keep in mind the physical well-being of the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is your corporeal body." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 20th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the stronger the holy love in your heart, the stronger your house of personal holiness is. Holy love increases in strength in proportion to your efforts to please me. All your prayers and sacrifices are as worthy as the holy love in your heart is strong. Keep your eyes and your hearts centered always on my divine will. My will is that you love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. Your acceptance of your crosses is your strength. Do not boast about your crosses, for this weakens the sacrifice. Keep your focus upon the greatest good, the salvation of souls. By your example, you are teaching others how to sacrifice. These days, souls spend a great deal of time and effort on pleasing themselves. This is the effort of mass media and the efforts of advertising, which promote self-happiness and pleasure. This leads to a false sense of security. Genuine security lies in a strong relationship with me. Allow me to lead you deeper into my paternal heart and to surround you with holy love. This is the goal I set before you, the goal I call you to." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, every situation or event that occurs in the world is a means of returning souls to love of me. I give opportunities from the love I hold in my heart for each soul to win his salvation and a higher place in heaven. Understand, then, that each cross is a grace towards the salvation of the soul's own salvation, or the salvation of others. Every soul is needy in my eyes, and capable of a more secure house of personal holiness. In heaven you will understand every grace that was afforded you. It is only then you will see clearly the opportunities which you accepted and those that you allowed to slip out of your grasp without any spiritual prosper. The soul who realizes his call to earn his place in heaven understands most clearly how Satan lays snares for him in the world. The world and all it offers must not be your goal. Your own salvation and personal holiness must be your priority in your earthly life. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 22nd, 2021. I, Maureen, saw two angels with swords in their hands. One angel touched the cloud on the left and said, "Blessed be God forever." The other angel touched the cloud on the right, saying, "Praise be Jesus Christ." Then I saw the great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, prepare your hearts for my Son's second coming every day by praying for his victory in all hearts. Grasp the victory in your own heart through prayer and sacrifice. Take the sword of victory in your hand and protect yourself from Satan's discouragement. Be courageous in your fight for the truth. Truth is the precursor of my Son's return." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 24th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, you have suffered through many trials, not the least of which is many tests of faith. I ask you now to unite in prayer for all those in leadership roles, not only politically, but those in religious roles as well. Many lack proper discernment and act indiscreetly, causing misdirection for those under them. Amidst this confusion, Satan has his inroads into many souls. This is how many souls are misguided and even lost. Aside from this, whole countries succumb to error. In your country here, actions are being taken to dissolve the borders. This is in support of the New World Order, which is Satan's plan to gain control of the world. Stand with me in righteousness and truth. Do not pave the way for a one-world leader, which is the threshold for Satan." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Begin to understand that my son's heart is a reflection of my paternal heart. It is both sacred and mournful. My heart remains mournful so long as any of my children continue to live in disobedience to my commandments. No one finds complete happiness or peace through love of the world and its pleasures. No one can escape my divine will, which knows all and permits all. Surrender every problem to me by accepting my omnipotence and trusting that every aspect of your earthly existence is by my plan for your salvation. There are so many whom are yet to find solace in my grace, who have yet to know me. They may even see my commandments as rules to rebel against, instead of a guide along the path of salvation. All I can do is offer my love, an unending font of mercy. I never reject a repentant heart. Therefore, see to your happiness in heaven now by living in my divine, peaceful love. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 1 through 24. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. Anyone who abides in him does not sin. Anyone who sins has not seen him, nor has he known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Anyone born of God does not commit sin, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. By this it may be seen who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not do right is not of God, nor he who does not love his brother. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, and not be like Cain, who was of the evil one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil, and his brother's righteous. Do not wonder, brethren, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.